Do you find yourself fighting against the experiences, emotions, and people, including yourself, in your life? If so, this Hatha Yoga class on acceptance is for you. Hello, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. This is real yoga for real people. Yoga you can do so you can move better, feel better, and connect with your true nature. Today we are experiencing extremely high winds in Victoria. We're actually filming in a forest in Machozen today, but there's high winds here as well. The trees are really swaying and there's whitecaps in the ocean. And whenever I tell you about sound, Tim usually does an amazing job in post-production getting rid of them, and you always tell me don't worry so much about sound. But I just wanted to mention that in case you hear this, the sound, the wind is really, really high today. Yes, and pretty. So if you're new here, I put out a new 1 hour yoga video every single Friday. So be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications so that you don't miss a single class at 9 a.m. Pacific on Fridays. And if you like this video, be sure to press that like button and give it a thumbs up and let me know what you like about it in the comments. If you are feeling overwhelmed and anxious, then feel free to press that mute button and just follow along visually until you find the spoken teachings a little less distracting for you. We are going to start today with a testimonial from Chris from Colorado Springs. Chris says, Melissa, I for one particularly love the way you teach. I have been doing yoga now for over 10 years, and about 5 or 6 years ago, I discovered you on YouTube. I also recently joined and became a member of your community. You have given me so much in the way of helping me with my body, my mind, and my spirit. I love stories, so share all you want before, during, or after. I so like very much when you share from the teachings you receive, from your mentors, your current teachers, or books you read. In my opinion, don't change a thing. You are doing great work. That's from Chris in Colorado Springs. So thank you, Chris, for leaving your comments on YouTube. And to all of you who take the time to give us your ratings on iTunes, on Instagram, Facebook, and my website. And as always, we have our most in-depth conversations in our membership community, especially at our live classes on Mondays. Thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today, I'm wearing a long sleeve bamboo hoodie and I'm wearing long green leggings. And thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props. Today, you're going to need a meditation cushion, a folded blanket could be useful, and you're also going to need a wall. We'll begin with our peace mantra. Om Sahana Vavatu. Sahano bhunaktu sahaviryam karvavahai tejasvina vaditamastu mavidvishavahai om shanti shanti shanti. So that mantra means, protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we come together for the union of the good of all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. So I'm going to get you to lie down on your backs with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it fall out of your mouth. And allow yourself to arrive here now. And then begin by scanning through your body. Feel your feet, your ankles, your lower legs, your shins and your calves, your knees, your upper legs, your thighs and your hamstrings, your pelvis, your sacrum, your pelvic floor, your lower belly, your rib cage, your upper back, your chest, your shoulders, your upper arms, your elbows, your lower arms, your hands and your wrists, your neck and your head. And out of all of that, what seems most important? What stands out about your experience? What parts of your body do you find yourself in opposition or disagreement with? Do you notice yourself judging any part of your body harshly? Or meeting any part of your body with disapproval? What parts of your body do you simply gloss over or not even notice at all? And ask yourself, is not noticing the same as bringing acceptance or opening to experience? Then begin to rock your pelvis forward and back. So tip your pubic bone up towards your face. And then drop your pubic bone and tailbone down away from you. And just take your hands down by the side of your body. So roll your pubic bone and tailbone up towards you. And then drop it away. And notice that as you do this, there's movement throughout your whole spine, all the way up to your neck and through your head. space between your teeth and your tongue is floating in your mouth. And then bring your pelvis back to the center. Hold on to your elbows and begin to roll your head and your elbows to one side. Breathe in the center and breathe out, roll your head and elbows to the other side. And then start to move your knees in the opposite way. So as your head and elbows go to the right, let your knees sway to the left. And as your head and knees go to the left, let your knees sway to the right. And then come back to the center. You're going to cross your right ankle over the top of your left thigh. Open your right knee out to the side. Draw your left leg in. Hold on behind your left knee. Open your right knee out to the side. Opening to the sensation in the outside of your right thigh and into your right glute. Let your shoulders be heavy on the ground. Then lower your legs to the ground. Keep your legs in this configuration, in this keyhole configuration. Take your arms out to the side of your mat. Press into your left foot. Lift your hips. Take them to the right side corner of your mat. And then lower your legs over to the left side of your mat so you're in a twist. And then take your right arm overhead. Thank you. And then bring your legs and arms back to the center. Press into your left foot, untuck your hips. Uncross your legs. This time you'll cross your left ankle over the top of your right thigh. Draw your right knee into your chest. Open your left knee out to the side. And then release your legs down. Take your arms out to the side. Press into your right foot. Lift your hips, take them over to the left side of your mat. Lower your legs down to the right side and take your left arm overhead. And then come back to the center. Untuck your hips. Take a breath here. And roll over onto your belly. Okay, from this position, you're going to take your arms out to the side, and you're going to turn away from your left arm. So you're going to turn towards your right. And take your left leg up and over, so, and place it on the ground behind you. So for you, this will make more sense because you're not going uphill. You'll be going into a twist on a flat floor more than likely. So it's opening up the front of your right shoulder. And you'll press into your left hand to help you do that. And then come back to the center. You're going to pause in the center. This acceptance is a theme that has pursued me on my spiritual path for well over a decade now. When I did the various levels of Phoenix Rising yoga therapy training that I took, we focused on themes from befriending, awareness, acceptance, truth, discernment, truth and action and flow. When we did those trainings, we had to wear name tags that had one of those words on them instead of our names. And my name tag always said acceptance. We had to wear those name tags everywhere that we went during that training, in the training and when we went out for lunch and things like that. And I remember it being a hugely distressing experience because it was so out of alignment with the truth of my experience. I was fighting, albeit internally, with almost every situation, emotion, and encounter in my life. So let's do the other side. You're going to take your left arm out to the side now. Press your right hand into the ground. Push your body towards your left arm. Take your right leg up and over and place your right foot on the ground. And then come back to the center. And we're going to come up onto all fours. And you're going to turn lengthwise on your mat. Okay, so come to the left side of your mat. You're going to stand on your knees. And you're going to take your right leg out to the side. Level off your hips towards the ground and the front of your mat. Turn your toes to the front of your mat. And inhale, take your arms up and overhead. And then you're going to side bend towards your straight leg. And then come up and over, and let's do this pose on the other side. And we're going to this time take your left leg out to the side. And level your hips off to the ground, turn your hips to the front of your mat. And inhale, take your arms overhead, and then side bend over to the side. Open your shoulder up. So that was my experience of acceptance a number of years ago. And then fast forward to just a few weeks ago, and it was a Friday morning, and I had spent a particularly difficult week in pain with migraines. And it seemed to be even more difficult than usual because I had gone a really long period without having such bad migraines. And this was a really intense episode, and I was really judging and turning away from my experience. And I was making the experience of the migraines a big problem. And I was also making myself the problem. Okay, so let's come out of that pose, and we're going to come from here and make our way up to standing. So let's come through downward facing dog to come up to standing. Okay, so stand with your feet wide on your mat, and then turn your left toes out, sink down through your left sit bone, bring your left elbow to the top of your leg, and circle your right arm around. So Friday mornings, I usually go to a meditation class with my teacher, Neil McKinley, at Monterey Center in Oak Bay. And this particular Friday morning, Neil, who is an avid classic rock fan, was talking about his experience of going back and enjoying the old classic Chicago albums and noticing his experience of the way his body would shut down and turn away from the clinky clanky sounds of these early Chicago albums. And as I was listening to him talk about this experience, I could feel myself getting more and more angry. I could feel something really coming up for me in this, that, you know, I didn't really like his cute example of listening to music, because to me it seemed like a kind of nice, cute example when I was struggling with a real life experience of trying to be present to pain. Okay, so we're going to come up, turn your feet together, bring them together, and then turn your left toes out. Bring your left foot below your knee or above your knee. Bring your hands to your heart center. And then you can bring them overhead for tree pose, Vikasana. And you can let your posture out of your body. Take your feet wide again. And you're going to take your right toes and turn them out. Sink down to your right sit bone. Bring your right elbow to your right leg. Circle your right arm up and around. And so I waited until Neil finished his teachings and his story about listening to classic Chicago albums, the first albums, and how his body was turning away from them. And then I asked my question, you know, I said, Neil, what about the real pain? You know, what about the real stuff in real life? And as I was asking the question, I could feel the tears coming up in my eyes. And then there came this point where I could no longer control the situation, and the floodgates opened and the tears just started coming. And I got to tell you, you know, this class isn't like, you know, a beautiful retreat center where there are tons of people that come and have been practicing meditation for years. You know, there are some people like that in the class, but then there are people, it's at a senior center, you know, so there are people that come after bridge club and do meditation. So it doesn't necessarily feel like a safe place to let the floodgates of emotion run wild. But they did for the next hour of meditation class, for an hour after, as Neil sat and listened to me cry, and for like the rest of the day, it all came out. And I gotta tell you, I surrendered completely to it. And it was a complete surrender and opening to the reality of the experience. Okay, we're gonna come here to the center again and bring your feet in. And you're going to turn your right leg out now, and you're going to bring it either to the inside of your calf or the inside of your thigh, whatever works best for you today. And your arms overhead. And then you can let this posture out of your body Take your feet wide. And we were going to do legs up the wall, so if that feels like something you want to do, you can pause the video and do legs up the wall here. But I'm going to do wide-legged standing forward folding good instead. So you can roll forward and come in wide-legged standing forward fold. Okay, and then we're going to come out of this and we're going to come down onto your mat, onto your belly. So you're going to lie on your belly and just rock your hips from side to side to release your low back. Tuck your right toes under, lift your right knee, reach back through your right heel. Tuck your left toes under, lift your left knee, reach back through your left heel. Take your hands under your shoulders, and you're gonna lift yourself up for Cobra. And so for me, with that experience, there was a real visceral, real embodied opening to something that I had been trying to control, that I thought that I could find a solution to. And at that time, and with the help of my teacher, I was able to open to and accept that there would probably be more migraines and that was okay and that I would be able to have the space to hold them when they came. So that there may be more migraines, there may not be more migraines, and that I could meet them with openness and acceptance when they came. Or maybe not, you know, maybe there would be a closed down quality when they come too. So there was a real shift for me then. Okay, you're gonna slowly lower down, push yourself up and back. You can draw your knees up underneath you, come into child's pose or knees to chest on your back, whichever works best for you and your body. And then come up to seated. And you're going to sit with your legs wide. And you may want to sit here on a folded blanket. Yeah, thank you. These things are like, they've got little tentacles. They just attach to everything. So either a folded blanket or a meditation cushion so you can give your pelvis a little tip forward. You don't want to be too elevated because then your knees won't connect to the ground either. If so, fill the space with your socks or with cushions. Socks are good. And then you're going to, actually we're just going to start with a gentle twist first. And then the other side. And then come back center, and you're going to fold forward in the center. A few weeks later, after my wellspring of surrendering, let's call it that, I took a refuge vow with Dharma Ocean and my teacher Neil McKinley, and it was an oath to relate directly to the truth of my life, not the distractions or the diversions, not my hopes and fears of how I want my life to be, but the truth of my life as it is. So during that ceremony, each person who took the vow was given a name. And the name that you're given isn't a name that is given to you to replace your given name, but it's a name that's given that's meant to help you to have clear insight to your true self, to spark clear seeing into the person that you really are. And so when it came time to receive my name, Neil approached me with laughter, saying, "This name is going to make you laugh sometimes." And he said, "Your name is Welcomes Without Exception." And so in our story here, we come full circle from the beginnings of my teacher training at Phoenix Rising Therapy with a name tag that said acceptance, to being given a spiritual name, Welcomes Without Exception. And so acceptance follows me around, so to speak, in my very name. And I remember when the name was given to me, it lit me up with a sense of recognition and aspiration. And it was really one of the greatest gifts that I've been given on this spiritual journey. Okay, so you're going to come back up, and then you're going to lie down on your back for Shavasana. So you can lie with, if you have any back issues, you're going to want to lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. If you don't, you can lie with your legs out long. Excuse me. Can't imagine why somebody might sneeze in a forest like this. So you're going to stay here resting in Shavasana to receive and integrate your practice, and I am going to sit up and give you a special treat of two poems today. I guess if you like poetry, it's a special treat. The first poem is by Nahira Waheed. You cannot remain at war between what you want to say, who you really are, and what you should say, who you pretend to be. Your mouth was not designed to eat itself. Split. She puts her titles at the end of her poem. So I'll read that one more time. You cannot remain at war between what you want to say, who you really are, and what you should say, who you pretend to be. Your mouth was not designed to eat itself. The second poem I have for you is by Clementine von Radix. And I personally think this poem really speaks to acceptance. I think it's a beautiful poem of acceptance. I stopped going to therapy because I knew my therapist was right, and I wanted to keep being wrong. I wanted to keep my bad habits like charms on a bracelet. I did not want to be brave. I think I like my brain best in a bar fight with my heart. I think I like myself a little broken. I'm okay if that makes me less loved. I like poetry better than therapy anyway. The poems never judge me for healing wrong. Okay, so gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes. You can start to make your way up to seated for our mudra. Okay, when you come up to seated, we're going to do a mudra for acceptance. And the way that it works is you curl your index finger down to the base of your thumb. And then you bring your thumb over so that it touches the bottom corner of your pinky nail. Okay. So it goes to the outer lower corner of your pinky nail. So you extend your other two fingers. And we'll let that rest on your lap, palms up. And lengthen up through your spine. Feel the support of the earth underneath you. Draw back through the back of your heads and the backs of your ears. Let there be space between your teeth. Let your tongue float in your mouth. And we'll sit with this mudra for a few minutes. And then let's shift to our closing mudra and mantra. Bring your left palm up and your right palm down.
Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu.
May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So thank you so much for joining us for this class on acceptance. If you like this class, please give it a thumbs up. And if you know somebody who would benefit from these teachings, then please feel free to share it with them. Today I shared one of my many stories on grappling with acceptance. If you have a story on acceptance in your life, I would love to hear it in the comments. And also, what I've been doing recently is taking the teachings and wrapping them in a story. So I'd love for you to let me know in the comments what you feel the teachings were in this class. You know, I didn't state them explicitly, but you guys are all really super smart. You've done tons of yoga. You've read tons of spiritual books. So you tell me in the comments, what were the teachings on acceptance here that you took away from this class? Let me know in the comments. I want to thank Hannah from the UK, Valeria from Brazil, Leah from New York, Carla from Belgium, Donna from Oklahoma, Ivy from New York. Thank you all for your donations. They mean a lot to our family. They support us. They help us to make this our full-time job so that we can do this and focus all our energies on this, creating yoga classes for you, creating yoga for our community, and supporting our community full-time and bringing yoga to their daily life. So we appreciate that very much. It helps us do what we do every day and helps us bring these yoga classes to you for many more years to come. If you like this class on acceptance, then I'm going to put a playlist of classes on acceptance, because we've done several of them over the years on our YouTube channel here. And then also we did a lot of kind of hip openers and shoulder openers in this class that are familiar to some of the series that I've done in the membership community. So if that appealed to you, we have two 10 class series that are short classes, like 10 to 30 minute classes in our membership community called Hippie Shorts and Shoulder Shorts. They're favorites of our members. So I'll link them to them in the show notes for our members. And if you're not already a member and that's something that interests you, then I'll put a link in the show notes to how you can become a member as well. So I'm sending you much love from a very windy, beautiful British Columbia and a gorgeous forest in Machozen today. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.